friends, we are gathered here today for a very special purpose. No, not that, Mrs. Bradshaw. Sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Bradshaw. But for today, I call upon you to dig deep into your hearts and your pockets. Nobody move, the doors are locked. For it is the children your hard-earned and jealously surrendered offerings will aid. The children of the Church Ladies Auxiliary, who, through no fault of their own, and while performing in the annual church pageant, were raided by the vice squad. And lo, though the evidence weigh heavy, and the witnesses many, Sergeant Judas Malone assures me they can find salvation for just $500 and a piece of the action. But in the midst of shadows, there is always light. The boys' brigade working bee has proven bountiful in abundance, yielding for the jumble sale 5 near New Holdens, 3 color televisions, 2 hi-fis, and 1 blue poles. All proceeds to the church penthouse in Monte Carlo Fund.
The all-new widescreen Naked Vicar Show, starring in order of box office receipts, the magnificent spectacle and drama of Ken Goldbee, the thrilling recreation of Ross Higgins, and the thundering action of Nolene Brown.
But first, a word from the Liberal Party.
Swimming pool.
And a word from the Labour Party.
The beach.
And the National Country Party.
Floods.
Thank you.
Hang on. I've got another one.
What?
Elastic-sided boot subsidy. Ah! Got you again, you smart city bastard.
And finally, a word from the DLP.
Keep your head down.
Pardon?
Commos. Reds.
Where?
Everywhere.
Who said that?
The CIA.
Who told them?
John Wayne.
Who told John Wayne?
Bob Santa Maria.
Who told him?
God, of course.
Sharp.
Yeah, what do you want?
Sympathy.
Eh?
Sympathy and understanding. Who will give me a gentle heart, a warm smile and a cuddle?
Little Patty.
No. No.
A bunny rug?
No.
A bunny rug with a photo of Little Patty on it?
No.
A bunny rug with a Kamal on it?
Now you're being silly.
Bruce, get out of here.
I can't, for I suffer great shame.
Come again?
I am a dull bludger.
You know what else you are?
What?
A bloody idiot. Now, what do you want?
A job.
Trade?
Yes.
What are you to do?
Anything bold.
Bold?
Yes, you know, a soldier of fortune, a paladin, an outsider, ruthlessly alone, respected yet feared, the 20th century hunter striking at the raw end of civilization itself.
Parking cop.
Don't. I want to be a spy.
You, a spy?
Well, I've done it before.
You're having a lend to me.
No, Richie, I was a secret agent, dropped into Sydney. My mission, which I chose to accept, was to gather data to aid the impending invasion by a nameless third world power.
What nameless power?
Queensland.
Bruce, get out of here.
All right, I'm going. I say.
What?
Would you have a bunny rug with Al Grasby on it?
We interrupt this program for some ABC left-wing bias.
The Prime Minister would look pretty silly in a little black cocktail dress, but the Leader of the Opposition would look pretty darn good.
Now, back to our normal program.
How long is it since we had a lunch, Paul?
Now you're asking. It's been an age.
Yes, a long time. Has been an age.
Yes, it's been an age.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, it's nice to get back to Australia.
Been away, have you?
Yes, I have. Funny you should ask that. Tokyo. Business, you know.
Really? I've just come back from Moscow myself.
Mm, good. Did you know that Tokyo's got the highest population density in the world?
Yes, I did know that. Did you know that Moscow has an incredibly high rate of alcoholism?
Yes, I did know that. It's the vodka, you know.
I know.
Did you know that the Japanese dancing frog is considered holy and may only be eaten by novice Shinto priests in the dark hour before sunrise?
Yes, I did know that. But did you know that the Siberian hunting duck can run at speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour and has teeth that can snap a man's leg?
Yes, I did know that. Did you know that the Peruvian tree climbing dog will only lay its eggs in a half a kerosene tin lined with old Bing Crosby records?
Yes, I did know that. I mean, everyone knows that, but did you know that the V8 engine was designed by two New Guinea Highlanders on a wet Sunday morning in 1765?
Yes, I did know that. It's common knowledge. Did you know that the moon was built by A.B. Jennings? Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. My six-year-old daughter knew that when she was four. But did you know that the Chinese sneezing tribe used rubber handkerchiefs?
Yes, I knew that. Even my budgie knows that, and he's deaf. Did you know that Attila the Hun invented Glad Wrap and founded the Tupperware Corporation?
Did you? Did you? Yes, I did know that. Did you know that on the third Sunday in April every 3 years in Uruguay, a rogue bull elephant called Ashley emerges from the jungle and sits on Pablo Salvador's lawnmower while he plays Moon River on a nose flute? Did you? Did you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Did you know that once every 3,000 years a purple yeti riding a green unicorn enters this restaurant and drops a glass piano stuffed with bagpipes on the spot where you're sitting? Did you? Did you? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a big welcome to Miss Carrie Bedell.
A little harder and you'll find love for one child. A little harder and you'll feel love for one.
We interrupt this program for an important announcement.
The ABC regrets the interruption to this program, but wishes to point out that it's due to circumstances beyond its control.
We apologize for that interruption and now return you to normal programs.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Chuckle Corner. And here's your chief chuckler, Princess Joyce.
G'day, little chucklers. And as usual, I can hardly wait to get started on our magic merry-go-round of mirth and music.
Gosh, we are looking well this morning, Princess Joyce.
Don't push your luck, Princess Thelma. Righto, little chucklers. We've got a long, long show ahead of us. So let's steady our hands with medicine time. When you hear the music, drink your medicine. Hit it. Oh, my, that medicine does a power of good. Okay, little chucklers, let's say hello to all our other little chuckle time pals. Good morning, Robert Rubber Duck.
Hello, Princess. Dolly, oh, Dolly.
Shut up. And another rousing chuckle time hello to Peter Piano and his little helper, Princess Michael. And you too. Now, let's skip into nature's realm very slowly, lest I bring on another chuckle. It's Pet's Corner and Princess Ralph. G'day, Princess Ralph. What happened to you at the Chuckle Palace last night?
Oh, Princess Merv booted me out.
Oh, lame mongrel.
I was driving home in Noddy's little chuckle wagon. Which incidentally still out of Ridge, huh? And I bumped into our old friend, Mr. Plod, the policeman.
Oh, good. Was Mr. Plod happy to see you?
Not very. I ran into the side of his giggle van.
Oh, good, Ralph.
And of course we had to play Mr. Plod's balloon game.
That sounds like fun, Princess Ralph. Did it change colour?
Did it what? Went through every colour of the rainbow, Princess Joyce, and then it melted.
Well, knowing how very friendly Mr. Plod can be, I'll bet he invited you back to his house.
Yes, the big one in the city.
And Noddy's chuckle wagon?
Well, it was looking a bit sick, Mrs. Joyce. So they took it off to hospital.
Mr. Spanner's fix-it garage?
Mr. Magnet's chuckle crusher.
Well, Princess Ralph certainly knows how to brighten up an otherwise gloomy day. So, little chucklers, what say we all cheer ourselves up with another big belt of medicine time? Cheers, Princess Ralph!
And now we pause for some more blatant ABC left-wing bias.
Today, the Prime Minister disappointed a crowd of thousands when at the last minute he refused to skip around the MCG in yellow gumboots, blindfolded, and with a 3-pound mullet between his teeth. But the Leader of the Opposition gave it a darn good try and got to keep the fish.
And now, back to our normal program.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Inventors. If you're a car owner, you're always on the lookout for anything to make driving safer. Well, Melbourne inventor George Raftopoulos has come up with a new aid to road safety. Tell us about it, George.
Well, as you can see here, it's made of plastic. It's a scene of the nativity, see, here's the baby Jesus and the Holy Mother and the three wise men and the camels. And in the hills with the sheep under the star on the wire here. Right over there we have got the pyramids. And
I see. So what we've got is a complete nativity scene, but how does this relate to road safety?
You put it across the back window of the car. You might have to take out the Venetians and the cushions. And you just laid across the back window, Sheriff.
Yes, yes. Well, I can see that it would add considerably to the car's appearance, but I don't see the road safety factor.
Oh, sorry, O'Shea. You see the Virgin looking out of the back window?
Yes.
Well, when you stand on the brakes...
Yes.
Her eyes light up.
Good. Well, over to our panel. Diana?
How many colors does it come in, George?
Four.
Oh, so if anyone didn't like a purple nativity scene, they could get it in another colour?
Yes, green, pink, mauve, and the burnt orange.
Marvellous. And my only other question...
Yes?
Is it safe for kiddies?
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know about you, Leo, but I like it.
Wheel it over, Diana. Yes, I can see what you've done. George, it's just an ordinary common solenoid terminal capacitor.
It looks like a plastic clothes peg to me.
It is.
And the current comes, of course, along this wire. Oh, turn it off, Diana.
Oh, that's very dangerous. They could easily get their little hands in there.
Don't be stupid, Diana. Turn it off. Oh, come out from under it. Look, you've broken the Sphinx now, bloody stupid woman.
Look, have you thought about using it as an egg timer?
Shut up, Diana.
It'd make a smashing toaster.
Shut up, Diana. What do you think, Vic?
Well, there are some 300,000 caravans in Australia, and most of them are owned by keen gardeners who fish from small boats, so the market for this purple nativity is potentially huge.
Have you ever thought of putting wheels on it and towing it behind your motor mower?
Shut up, Diana. One thing has occurred to me, George. With such a good, useful product, it's silly to alienate any section of the market. Have you thought of an electric plastic rabbi?
Oh, what about a little luminous Buddha with a radio in his tummy?
Shut up, Diana. Now I think you've got a real winner.
Yes, well, you've certainly impressed the panel, George. Tell me, do you intend to make it yourself, or do you want some other fool to make it?
No, I'm going into the mass production with my cousins.
Well, now it's judging time. Just to recap, we've seen the luminous toothpaste from Brisbane, the battery-powered sugar bowl from Adelaide, the steam-driven rake and TV antenna from Perth, and, of course, the startled Madonna brake light system from Melbourne. Which one will go into the finals? What's the verdict, panel?
Well, I like anything that comes in a lot of colours and is safe for kiddies. So I've gone for the luminous egg-timing rake that lights up when you stand on it.
Oh, shut up, Diana.
And now here's Paul Baker.
Look what they've done to my soul. Look what they've done to my soul. The only thing I can do half right is turn it out all wrong. Look what they've done to my soul. Wish I could find the good book. I'd like to live in the thing now. Wish I could find the good book. If I could find a real good book, I wouldn't have to go out. What they've done to my soul.
Welcome to Glitter Time, where we look behind the tinsel to the heartbeat of the gay world of the theatre. My name's Peter Mascara, and my guest today is the new patron of the Australian Ballet, Mr. Kenneth J. McIntyre.
Hello, Peter, and hello, motorists.
Tell me, Kenneth, why did your company decide to sponsor the Australian Ballet?
Because all the footy teams have been taken, and it's a good advertisement for the firm.
But why the ballet? Why not, say, the museum?
The museum wouldn't let us put our sign up. Quite frankly, I think the coloured lights and the plastic pennants and marching girls would have brightened the place up considerably.
Well, they've certainly made a difference to the opera house.
Credit where credit's due, Peter. That was my wife, Shell May's decorator correspondence courses coming through. I like the way she cleverly incorporated our firm's colours, acid green and Spanish pink.
And was it also Shell May's idea to modify the Australian Ballet's name to Crazy Ken's Discount Thailand Dance Troupe?
Well, it was approved by the board, but it actually came from my son, Damien. He's a good boy who's always loved the ballet and dressing up as a woman, but I'd rather not go into that now.
But you have made a lot of changes to the ballet.
I don't think it's unmodest of me to accept the accolades there. It was, in fact, my idea to add the firm's slogan, "Prices so low you'll think I'm crazy," with a suitably dignified likeness of myself across the front of the dancers' leotards and moo-moos. And, of course, a number on the back of each one to aid the theatre-going public and the commentator.
Commentator?
Yes, Peter, I've found in my experience, and I'm sure a lot of people will endorse this stand, that I find it very difficult to understand what is going on in any one given ballet, e.g., the Nutcracker Lake. Well, the balletic gestures seem to go right over my head, so I thought it'd make it easier for the tyre-buying public, hence the commentator. He shouts out things like, number 10's angry, numbers 4 and 7 are experiencing true love, number 3's pretending to be a duck, and let's all give him a big hand.
You don't feel that you're being too commercial, too facile?
We are a multi-facile company, and I myself personally have always been keen on culture. Ever since Shell May and I walked away with a free-form twist and hokey-pokey title at the Gladstone Bauxite Festival in, Gladstone.
And this was your most important, formative cultural influence?
That and the Benson and Hedges commercials. Incidentally, it was my honour to personally deal with Mr. Wagstaff's root-trap problem.
Well, Crazy Ken's Discount Thailand has certainly changed the Australian Ballet. What plans do you have for the future?
Well, we're opening another branch.
No, I mean for the arts.
Oh, that. Well, I think I can reveal at this junction that the opera company has been receptive to our overtures. Oh, a bit of a cultural joke there. Overtures?
Yes, yes, quite. You mean the Australian Opera Company?
Crazy Ken's Discount Thailand Singers.
And your productions?
Well, we've prepared a full year's program for the tyre-buying opera lover, including De Clabermouse, Don Firestoney, Ree Capoletto, and, of course, that old evergreen cross-ply fantuti.
Well, thank you, Kenneth.
Just waiting to see what a Crazy Ken T-shirt and eye shade done for Joni Sutherland.
Well, thank you, Kenneth McIntyre, and goodbye from me.
I can do you a nice set of big three radials. G'day. My name's Mike.
And my name's Mel.
And together we're known as
the P-76 Brothers. And we're going north to adventure.
Well, as with all our expeditions, it was still dark when we rolled out of Sydney. And 100 miles later, as the dawn sun stretched its golden rays over the foothills of Mudgee, we got our first surprise. We'd left Mal behind.
I got a bit of a surprise too. But as Mike had taken the keys of the house, there was nothing for it but to sling a hammock from the letterbox and wait.
Later that day, with the temperature in the 90s, we rolled out of Sydney again.
Just in time to catch the peak hour traffic.
Very late that night, we made camp on the banks of the broad Macquarie River just outside Tamworth.
Mudgee.
Yeah, the Tamworth side of Mudgee.
While Mike's wife, Maureen, busied herself in the tucker department, he and I decided to pull the engine out of the Land Rover and give it a good going over, just as a precautionary measure.
We'd barely got the engine stripped down and spread out on the tarp when Maureen called us over to the fire.
Mal?
Yes, Mors?
I left all the food on the kitchen table.
So it was. Next morning, we rolled back into Sydney.
Just in time to catch the peak hour traffic.
Soon we swept into dear old Wattle Tree Crescent, and with practiced ease, Mal swung the Rover into the old familiar number 6, missed the drive, and ripped the dip out on Mrs. Johnson's rockery. In the inky blackness of a chilly Sydney morning, we clambered aboard the gleaming new custom-built Toyota Land Cruiser. Mike gunned the motor, and with a loud cheer, we swung out of Wattle Tree Crescent and stalled in the path of the Southern Aurora.
The wheels of the gleaming new Jeep flashed in the setting sun.
As we headed for Mudgee and the site of our original camp on the bank of the beautiful Macquarie.
None of our maps said anything about quicksand.
Look out, Mal, I cried.
But he need not have bothered, for Mal's lightning reflexes had already swerved the Jeep hard right.
Straight under the bumper of a speeding petrol tanker.
Executive producer. The Naked Vigor Show is an RSABC production and is driven only on Sundays by